For the first time ever in LA, the icons of FC Barcelona and Real Madrid take the pitch at BMO Stadium.
Ronaldinho, la pura magia!
Witness Ronaldinho and the FC Barcelona legends live in Los Angeles. Watch the Legend Series, FC Barcelona versus Real Madrid, live in LA on February 22nd at BMO Stadium. For tickets and exclusives, go to wearehouseofheroes.com.
So as you guys know, I mean, we also have a lot of new listeners, so I don't know if you guys know this, but for the ones that know, I've been in school for going on my sixth year. I've been in college for 6 years. I'm not getting no master's like Miss Mahua. I'm getting my little bachelor's, but it's been taking me some time for various reasons, you know, various intangibles, but right. I got good news.
What's the news?
The good news being I finally applied for my intent to graduate for summer of 2022.
Yo,
give me
that?
A round of applause. Round of
Yo,
applause.
Yo, hear that?
Woo. Yes.
Yes, sir. This applied for graduation the second that he was able to.
Listen,
as
it's
he should.
It's in 4 months. I applied for graduation already because I was just really excited. Like, I don't know. It's always been one thing that separated me from the people, from like the other brown people around me, was like I was just never good at school. I never excelled academically. Not because I'm a dumb kid. It's just I'm just really bad at giving my time and energy into stuff that I don't care about, you know. Right. And so that's what 95% of school is. And I've failed a good amount of classes. I've had to just slow down for a little bit, but the good news is out. Your boy's almost
done.
The
good news is out. I'm so excited for you to graduate. Done.
But more excitingly, Miss Mahu is getting her master's degree in how long? A month? She still doesn't know her
it's
graduation
true.
Date.
Yeah, no one
she's
has told me my
She's graduating in a month. She doesn't know when she's graduating.
It's true. Exciting things are happening for us this year. We're
how
ending school soon. A whole chapter is being closed soon. We can
it's
finally
true.
Focus more on the podcast and things that we actually want to do. We are excited. You know what this reminds me of before we actually start the episode? We should make a whole episode about failure in the South Asian community and the misconceptions about college. And if you aren't finishing college
That's
at a certain
good one.
Time, why is that? It's not because you're a failure, you know?
All I feel like we should gradually redo all of our first episodes because they suck.
Yeah, sorry about that, guys.
please, if you can, don't listen to those. Listen to like 20 and up. I think those are fine.
No, I've noticed that the only episodes that are going higher and higher are the recent ones after we got
Good.
The new mic, as
Good.
It should be.
Thank God.
But anyways, welcome back to Difficult-ish, a podcast about different South Asian narratives. I am Mahua.
And I am Ashnoon.
And we're excited about this episode because recently Mashun and I have had new friends finally, and we are kind of getting over that bump of feeling lonely and outgrowing our friends, because when we outgrew our friends, and we still are, it was very, very transformative in a positive and also negative way, because it was just like, okay, we let go of all these friends that we were close to for years and years. And now what? Now we don't have anyone. So it's like, how do we find friends in our adult years who we actually want to be friends with for a long time and who are like us, you know? So this episode was very requested. We got a lot of responses from you guys, and we're really excited to talk about it because we got some tips, we got some of the reasons why we outgrew them, and we got some stories to share with y'all.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm really excited to do this episode. I've been wanting to talk about this type of stuff for like the last few weeks. Because as you know, I've made a couple friends, okay?
Listen, this man made one friend and he was like, we gotta make an episode.
No, it wasn't one. I would say it's about 3 to 5. Just cool people, you know, just cool people. Because when I had my pop-up and like the place that I was doing it at, when they posted it, I had like a good amount of people in Orlando following me. And like some people reaching out to me, and like a lot of these people came out to the event, and it was just so nice, you know. Mm-hmm. We'll get into this later on, but I think I was feeling not lonely, but I don't know, I was just kind of like urging for friends over the last like couple months, like, you right. know, like I tell you all the time, like I don't really have people that look like me or people that are into the same stuff as me right. near me that I hang out. And
you know, Mashun always used to envy me and tell me that he was jealous because I have a lot of brown friends, and he envies yeah. the fact that I grew up with a lot of my friends and I'm still close with them. So it's not like I had too much of a transition from outgrowing all my friends, letting go of them, and then finding whole new friends, you know? So yeah. I know how hard it is to find people that look like you as well, and how hard it is to find friends when everyone is already kind of in their own groups. So yeah
it's we can just start off with that. You know, we can talk about why we chose to separate ourselves from the people that we were around, maybe in like high school or maybe like early college or whatever. Mm-hmm. Well, for me, I've never really been around people that were into the stuff that I'm into. You know, when I was like 16, 17, I was really into clothing and coffee.
But I feel like you kind of learned early on too. I feel like a lot of people that age, no one even is into any of that.
Yo, honestly, you're right. And like the only thing I have to blame for that is literally just my sister. Like my sister is the person that got me into coffee. She got me into taking aesthetic pictures on Instagram mm-hmm. and going out to all these places, going to New York. And I think the one, like, I didn't get my interest in fashion from her. Because she don't style like me. Like, I don't know what she's doing.
Come on, she's
styling. I'm just really different. I don't know what she's doing.
She's styling, come on.
Not back then. She was just wearing her little May Day Parade and All Time Low t-shirts.
Come on, that's the vibe. Take them
I still no, wear honestly, that. Honestly, like, at that time, she was wearing all these band t-shirts, and she was wearing, like, all this, like, Hot Topic stuff, you know? And obviously, it wasn't fashionable, but I always wore her clothing, like, to school. I loved wearing her band t-shirts and just wearing her skinny jeans and her Converse. And even though it wasn't fashionable, like, I do think that was one of the beginning kind of peaks of, you know, my interest in fashion. Anyway, you know, all my friends in high school, they used to just kind of want to, you know, do this and that. And I just want to be like, yo, you guys want to go on the train and go to a coffee shop and get a latte? And everybody looked at me like I was a weirdo. And you know, I was like doing poetry, you know, whatever. And you know, I didn't really have the choice of whether I wanted to or whether I could or couldn't separate myself from them, because at that time in my life, like, that's kind of all I had, you know. Those were the only people that I had around me. And you know, my best friend at the time was also cool with all of them, so it's like if I stopped talking to all of them, like, it was just all kind of interconnected, and there was really no way out. And I think this kind of made me really just insecure from like the ages of like 17, 18, 19, because mm-hmm. I realized that I couldn't really be myself with any of them, and nobody right. really understood, you know, me and my lifestyle and just my background. And the few brown people that I did have around me, I couldn't even connect with them because I didn't have lives like them, you know. Right. They all excelled academically, they all had a decent amount of money at home, like a fair family life. And you know, I just come from a very different life, and it was hard. It was really hard. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I mean, then like I start working in coffee shops, and I start getting involved in like the art, music, coffee scene in Orlando, and I met a bunch of great people. And you know, in a little bit, I'll talk about the people that I met recently, but that's pretty much it for me. I think I wanted to disconnect myself because I couldn't excel in the things that I liked. You mm-hmm. know, I wanted to take my writing more serious. I can't take my writing more serious if I'm just surrounding myself with people who just get into trouble all day right. long. You know, I can't take, you know, just like my interest in music and my interest in the arts and wanting to be more connected to like my culture if I'm just hanging around like all these bozos all day. Like mm-hmm. I needed to, you know. And this is, it's kind of like a double-edged sword, because I'm really big on, you know, if you want something, you can go get it yourself. And that's kind of what I've done my whole life. And you do that as well. You know, you don't wait for people to
go get her,
tell you, you know, you kind of get it started. You, everything that you started, you started from zero. You know, you right. didn't start it with anybody. You didn't start it with anybody helping you out. It's just all yourself. Mm-hmm. So I'm big on that. But it's also like, and I'm sure you feel this as well, you know, you don't need a team. Like, you don't need a group. But after a while, you just really want one. Yeah. After just riding solo for so long, you're just like, man, like, I don't need friends, but yeah, like, I kind of do, you know?
And you're also just like so comfortable and also kind of fed up with being alone. Like, there's one thing where you learn how to be independent, which is great. I think everyone should do that. But it's also like, okay, now that I'm independent, I think that I can use these skills with someone else and like a friend group as well, you know? Yeah. It's fun to be in your own solitude, but it's also so much more fun to have friends as well.
Exactly.
But a good balance of both. But I have a few things to say about this topic of outgrowing people. You know how like back in the day, like when we were in high school, it was cool to have a lot of friends and like just have to know people. It was cool. Yeah. Like, you know the feature on iMessage right now where you can just focus, highlight a few contacts on the top so that you can easily click on their name?
No.
Oh, wow.
I don't
You're text. Really back in the day, huh? All right. But iMessage has this new feature where you can do that. And literally all I have now is like my two best friends. I have Mashnoon. I have my mom. And I think that's it. I have like my brother maybe. But like back in the day, if I had that, I'd probably have like 50 people on top, even though I'm not even close to them. What's that saying where it's like, it's better to have like two shiny quarters instead of like 100 pennies? That's definitely not the thing, but you know what I'm saying. It's better to have
I get what you're saying, but take that back. Whatever you said, take it back.
All right,
I
don't
hear it. but no, it's true. I remember back in high school, like in my senior year, I was in yearbook club, and honestly, I think the only reason I joined, probably like the main reason I joined yearbook club, was because like it was just my excuse to like just run around the school and like talk to people all day and like have an excuse to do it. And I became like known as like the guy in yearbook. Mm-hmm. And I loved just knowing that people knew me, you know?
Right.
I think when you're that age, like, you just crave attention.
Yeah.
You just really want to be heard. You really want to be seen. Even if you don't have anything to really showcase or represent, maybe it's just whatever's going on at home.
I don't even think you want to be seen. I think it's more about you want to be seen with people. I think now as you're older, you want to be seen and heard with people that are like-minded like you. But back then, it's just you want to have that status, you know?
Yeah.
You
want to kind of be on top. If you were like sitting alone at lunch, like everybody would make fun of you.
Yeah, exactly. But I think the reason why I outgrew a lot of my friends purposely and even just naturally is because a lot of people still associated me with my high school self. And I am not my high school self. I literally graduated high school. Like what? When did we graduate? Like 7 years ago or 6 years ago at this point?
Six.
We graduated in 2016. It's 2022 now. So a lot of people in high school, because I was in a group full of a lot of intelligent brown people who were taking a lot of college leveled classes. They were going the traditional route for career wise, and they still are. And since I was going like the English art route, and I wasn't on that same standard because I wasn't in the AP levels to their level, everyone considered me to be dumb, and they would always consider me to be the stupid friend in the group. And I absolutely hated that. Obviously, like I had dumb moments where I would just be like oblivious to things, but because of that, they would automatically assume that I just didn't know anything and like I was just lower than them. And it made me feel very shitty about myself, even until like recently, like even until like last year, because being in that group just made me feel lesser than them, even though I was accomplishing so much. But you know when you're like in an environment where it just sucks everything out of you, like not even purposely, and it just, I don't know, it just made me feel bad when I was in a group like that. And then on top of that, like I don't want to act like I don't have love for them. I have love for all of my friends that I've been friends with before and I'm not close to anymore. But it's just like, you know, you grow apart, like it just happens. You grow apart because you move, you grow apart because you go different routes. And it's just, I don't know, I feel like because of that, It really hurt me when I did grow apart from my close friends that I grew up from like elementary school, but it really happens. And something on top of that I was thinking about is that my path in life was extremely different from theirs. And something that my friends and I used to do since high school is that we would always hang out in someone's basement every single week, just catch up, even multiple times a week. And it was so nice to like catch up with them and just gossip, you know, as we do in high school and early college. And then eventually when we got older, everyone wanted to go to bars and clubs and all of that, which was great. It was fun to do that in the beginning. But it's also like, now I have a different purpose in life where I kind of just want to be at home and just focus on my work. And I'm not saying that they weren't doing that, but they were also doing that. But like, I kind of wanted to be in an environment where like we could have all worked on something together instead of just going out and having fun every single weekend, you know? So it was like different ideas of fun. Like my idea of fun would be just being at home, chilling, maybe once in a while going out for dinner, going out, whatever. And like, but having that like-minded, motivational type of friend group where like they were making me feel better about myself and motivating me to do more, you know, instead of like bringing me down. So there's just so many different aspects on why I grew apart from my friends, but I feel like it just happens in life. Like I remember when my mom used to always tell me that my friends aren't there for me forever, like family's there for you always, and I never used to believe her, but now I get what she meant by that. It's so true that you probably won't be best friends with all your best friends from high school forever, you know? It happens that, like, you guys grow apart, and it's like, either they backstab you, either you grow apart from them, either your directions in life are different, but there's just so many different things, you know?
I think, like, one of the most, like, hurtful and just alarming realizations that we all go through when we grow up is the fact that, like, the people we went to high school are not going to be our friends forever.
Yeah.
And especially like me, like I wish that it could have worked out, you know, like, and this kind of transitions to like the next point I want to talk about was just like how we went about separating ourselves from them, like how it made us feel, you know? And honestly, like I wish it could have worked out. You know, I would have loved like the fairy tale story of like, these are all my boys and we've been friends since we're 13 years old or 5 years old or 10 years old. And everybody wants that. But like, I don't know if it's like TV shows or movies or, you know, whatever just like makes it seem like that's normal. Maybe it is. I don't know. Maybe like we're the odd ones out, but
no, I don't think
we are. Like, you know, I wish I could have had that. And it was really hard for me to separate myself from those people. But I guess that's kind of just like, you know, growing pains. It's, you get older and you realize what's actually important and what's not. And, you know, I think at that time I didn't care about making new friends because I didn't realize how passionate about like my craft and my material I was. And just the older you get, you know, the more you realize. And I mean, how does it make you feel? Like, was it or is it hard for you to disconnect yourself from them?
I think it's kind of bittersweet because obviously you want to stay young. You still want to be in that mindset where it's like all of you guys are hanging out, all of you guys are still close, and you guys are just talking in the group chat 24/7. But I think it's a part of your life that you kind of have to close that chapter on. And it's like you guys aren't really on bad terms, but it's like you have to keep those feelings and that friendship like far away from you, you know, because it's not like it's bringing you directly back. Bad, like it's not negatively impacting your life to that extent, but it's also like your life would be so much better and much more purposeful if you had friends that were surrounding you that are like-minded and not giving you that sadness or whatever it is when you are with them, you know? And it's especially like when I did move out and I left all these friends behind and I started growing into myself and finding new friends, it was very, very lonely. Like if you guys listen to our last episodes from like last fall to now, you guys can tell that both Mashun and I were very lonely because we were just trying to find ourselves and find our crowd. And it was very, very alienating because I didn't have anyone to talk to. And like the friends that I did want to talk to about it weren't really my friends anymore. So the only people that I had to talk about it was Mashun and my two best friends, and that was it. And it's hard because it's like, since you grew up with them, you also expect them to have that same level of maturity as you, the same level of everything as you, obviously, but you can't really expect other people to be the same as you, or you can't expect people to be that version of what you think of them in your head, you know?
Yeah.
So I think it's a very, very big wake-up call, and it's a very, very hard transition.
I think, like, also, like, I don't know if your parents are like this, but, like, my mom only remembers, like, 2 to 3 of my friends'
yeah.
names, you know? And like, when she asks, like, I wish I can kind of, like, tell her more about, like, the people that I hang out with and, like, new friends I make and this and that. But she always kind of brings up, like, oh, like, how's this person? How's that person? I'm just like, Mom, like, I don't know. Like, I don't really talk to them anymore. And it's not that she gets upset about it, but it's just like, I guess it kind of like hurts me that like she reminds me, because it's like, you know, for me, like I didn't really want to stop talking to like certain people, but like you said, like things happen, you know, things unravel and right. it is what it is, but we're good now.
We're good happy. Now. We're better.
Happy, right?
We're better.
We've been really sad.
Yeah, you got, no, we've honestly, like, we were talking about how sad we were, but we were actually a lot better. So we said all yeah. that to show you guys that there are different avenues after losing all these friendships and how much better it can be. But we also wanted to give you guys a little insight on how hard it is to lose friendships. No, I don't got a joke. Do you got a joke?
it's not a joke, but like, what's one thing you would like tell someone who wants to leave their old friends, but they don't want to, like, be lonely?
I think this applies to toxic relationships as well, even with, like, yeah, with the partner. True. So, like, would you rather spend how many more years with someone that's not really giving you that much happiness, but you just like that connection and that familiarity? Or would you rather spend that month or two by yourself, maybe crying about it, maybe grieving, but also getting in that process of finding new friends that would bring you complete happiness and not just conditional? And I think it's obviously easier said than done, but I think once you get yourself out of that relationship or out of that friendship that is bringing you pain and sadness and making you doubt yourself and all these things, it's just the road to recovery is just so much more worthwhile.
Exactly.
Y'all heard that? You like that?
You killed that.
Yeah,
killed
that's good, right?
I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
that 5 out of 5. Good.
That came right from the head.
Off the dome.
Off the dome. Off the dome. Top. Mm.
All right. Cool. So next you want to talk about like how we made more friends? Like not like tips, but like what we did.
Yeah.
I can.
You got tips? Y'all got tips?
I got some.
I know you got some.
So in one of the 10-second advice that we had in one of the last
I think episodes, it was the last episode.
Nah, it wasn't the last one.
2 episodes ago.
My tip to making more friends, you know, this is a terrible transition, but we are now transitioning to the segment where we talk about what we did to, you know, after we separate ourselves from our old people, like what we did to start making new friends.
Right.
You know, and I got one.
All right. Oh, say it.
This is a big one. This is a big one. I need you out of here. And this is something that you do and some that I do, but a lot of people are scared to do, which is like, don't be scared to go out and do stuff alone and be open. Like this is the other half. Be open to meet and converse with people outside while you are alone. You know, I think a lot of people are cool with doing stuff alone. You know, people go to a museum alone. People go to a cop shop alone. People go on to the park alone. That's fine. But it's like people won't take the next step, which is try to make friends when you're outside, you know, not even try to make friends, but be open.
That's kind of intimidating, not gonna lie.
I'm not saying go up to someone and be like, hey, how are you? You know, I'm not saying that, but just be open to the idea that it could happen. You know, I think people are just really closed off when they go outside. They're just like, I'm solo, I'm alone, and that's exactly how this evening is going to start and it's going to end. But it's like, go out and just be open to the fact that something could happen, you know? For example, like, I went to some show, like, 3 weeks ago with my friend Enrique. My friend Enrique left early, and at this moment, I had 2 choices. I could either leave because, you know, I didn't want to be at an event alone, or I can stay and in hopes of meeting somebody and talking to somebody, you know? And, you know, old me would have left in a heartbeat, because it's like I already saw the whole shebang. I saw all the artwork. I saw all the people. I was like, okay, I don't got nothing to do else here. I'll just leave. But I stayed. And guess what happened? Your boy made some friends. You hear that?
Finally.
And some cool people, you know? The guy I had taken photos of my pop-up, he came in like 30 minutes later. And he brought one of his friends, who I've been following on Instagram for a while.
It's like a domino effect. You make one friend, and then you meet all his friends.
Exactly.
Exactly.
And like, and then I met like his friend, and we have the same major at our college, and we have like a bunch of stuff in similar. I give him a copy of my book, and he posts my book. And, you know, it's just... And then, boom, like a week later, like I go hang out with them at night. And
oh, wow.
And it's like...
He's fast.
That all started from me just choosing not to leave. I could have left and right. You know, had my pride and held my head high and just left. But what'd I do?
I think it depends on each situation, because I also do that thing where I try going to solo events and try meeting people. But I think it's much better in a intimate setting where the music isn't that loud, because...
Oh, yeah.
I went to an event in Brooklyn in hopes of meeting people and connecting, which I did. I met some people. I even followed one, you know?
Yeah.
What's your Instagram? Oh, Labyrintha. What's yours? Oh.
Oh.
But the music got a little loud and I couldn't like talk to them without yelling.
No, that makes
and,
sense.
And like everyone else had friends already there that they were talking to, and I didn't want to just be like, hey, yo. So I was like, all right, gotta go. So I
No, left. But I mean, I get in that because it's just hard to talk to people. And keep in mind, this is not going to happen every single time.
Yeah.
Like, I went to the museum yesterday. I didn't talk to a single person. You know, yeah. Like, but you know, I wouldn't have had that one experience if I just left early. That's all I'm saying. So yeah. If you're trying to make new friends, just be open. Like, it sounds very simple, but like there's a lot of depth in it. Just be open to the fact that it could happen. I think a lot of people, when they want to make new friends, in the back of their head, they're closed off to the idea of making friends.
You know something else that I learned?
What?
Putting your ego aside. Like this, the beginning of the year, I have been trying to do this a lot more, where I stop acting like I'm like the hottest shit, and I actually start messaging people that I think are cool. Yeah. Because I always had this expectation like, oh, if I think they're cool, they're going to read my mind and they're going to think I'm cool and they're going to message me first. I also had this thing where it's like, I'm not going to follow you because they're going to follow me first and I don't need to follow you first. You know, I always thought that. But I'm like, okay, first of all, who the hell am I to even think that? Second of all, I started messaging people that I thought were cool, with just like not even a simple hi, but like, just, you know, acting like I'm their friend already. And I got left unread a lot. And that was a little disheartening, a little frustrating, and a little rejectiny.
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 Wow.
You know? Yeah. But I put my pride aside and I double message them. And I'm talking about like not even people that you follow, but they don't follow you back, because then sometimes you're just left in their requests. I'm talking about people that you're mutuals with. Like, they're already following you. Might as well just message them, you know? And, like, what's the harm? They leave you in red? Like, okay, your life moves on, you know? But, I started messaging more people, and it's just so much better than just, like, waiting around and just being sad, because it's like, okay, you're finally making the moves to actually not be sad anymore and make the friends that you want to make. And you're actually picking the friends that you want to make this time. And it's not like you're growing up with the friends that you've had since elementary school, and it's like you're stuck with them. Now you're actually choosing who you want to be friends with people that are actually like-minded and you find cool. And it's inspirational, you know?
Exactly.
So, yeah, put your pride aside.
It's not weird to message. Like, it's not weird to DM people and in hopes of being a friend with them. Like, it's not like... Again, like, put your pride aside. Like, I was doing the same thing for a long time. I wasn't talking to anybody. I was waiting for people to just talk to me first, you know? And, for example, a few days ago, I told you this. Like, I had a girl just DM me out of nowhere. It's this girl that I've been following for a while. Like, we've been following each other for a while. And she works with this clothing brand that's really popular in Orlando. And she was messaging me. She's like, hey, I love all of your work, and I would love to just talk to you about, like, art and stuff. Do you want to hang out? And I read that and I was like I love people like that, you know? It's like it's like, I don't know, it just made me happy seeing that, because that's, it just inspired me to do that with other people, you know? Because I don't know, like, I again, people are just closed off to it. like sending that DM for some people is really hard, but right. when you send it, it's not that big of a deal. Once it's sent, you get what I'm saying?
It's like a risky text, you know, but it's really not risky at all.
It's not at all.
It's just like the worst case scenario is that they don't respond, or like they block you, but for what? They blocked you because you texted.
For the first time ever in LA, the icons of FC Barcelona and Real Madrid take the pitch at BMO Stadium.
Ronaldinho, è pura magia!
Witness Ronaldinho and the FC Barcelona legends live in Los Angeles. Watch the Legend series, FC Barcelona versus Real Madrid, live in LA on February 22nd at BMO Stadium. For tickets and exclusives, go to wearehouseofheroes.com.
So yeah, just send that.
Blocks you.
Just send that message. Like, it's really not the end of the world. Like, there's so many bigger things to worry about. And if you want to make friends, like, you have to initiate that too, you know? But something else that I also realized... Oh, what?
No, go ahead.
Something else that I also realized that both Mashun and I were doing is that... I mean, we also had to heal from our old friendships that we were kind of growing out of. Both of us were kind of sulking, and we were just staying at home, sulking, doing all of our work at home. We weren't going outside because we were just used to being at home and being comfortable in our solitude. And I realized that didn't really help any of us because we just both had this expectation that we would never find friends like us. We would never find people in our area like us. We both had this mindset that, oh my God, there's no one like us in the world. No one in our shoes that would be friends with us, right? But that's not true at all. Like, if you guys listened to our episode like a while ago, or like a few episodes ago, both of us made Bumble friends to try to find friends. Mashun made it, and I tried to support him by also making it with him. But we were trying to find friends like us, and then we both ended up deleting the app. But the truth is, if you have that mindset or that energy of you thinking that you will never find friends like you, that will be true. But, and this may sound stupid, but it's also very, very true. If you have the energy or the mindset that you will find people that are like you, you just have to work towards it and people will be attracted to your energy, that is also true. And it's also, it applies to everything. Like, if you look for the negative in things, your life is going to be negative. Your life is going to be sad. But if you look for the tiny things in life that are positive, if you look for the joys in your life is going to be positive. So it's like, both of us had this mindset that we're never going to find anyone, and we didn't. But then we started working harder, and we started realizing that we have to take our own life into our hands. And that's when friends started coming to us. Like, Mashun had his pop-up and friends started trickling in because he, you know, put his book out there. He put his energy out there, and like-minded people started showing up. And same thing with me, which is, you know, it happens like that. Like, the energy that you put out is what you will attract.
So how important do you think it is to, you know, be around not only like people who have the same kind of like passion and ideas as you, but people who like look like you as well, people who have come from the same background? Because that's something that I've never had, and that's something that you've never had before, but it's something that we're both like striving to get at the moment. So like, do you think that's important?
You know, something that I never had before was having artist friends or creative friends in the South Asian realm. Like, I had a lot of brown friends. All my friends are brown. But now I'm trying to find the combination of creative people as well as brown people or people of color. And it's really hard, but I'm getting more acquainted with people, and it's really nice to find that crowd in New York City. But I think it's so important. Like, I literally moved to New York City or to Queens because I wanted to be surrounded by culture and by community and by people of color or by Hispanic people or brown people, you know? And it just really motivates you, especially when you're friends with people that are like you, look like you, and are like you. It just inspires you and motivates you to do more, you know? Like when I hang out with them, I have ideas with, or like I throw my ideas at them, they throw their ideas at me, or it's like they're doing something and it's like, oh shit, I want to do something like that too, or that inspired me to do something like that. And it just like constantly makes your brain flow, it constantly motivates you, it makes you want to be a better person. And it's like you guys are at the same standard, you know, you don't feel like one is higher than the other. And it just, you always have someone to lean on, hopefully, in the community or in social media or whatever it is. And it's really nice.
I tell you this all the time. You are a hashtag blessed to live in New York City. You know
that? That's fact.
No, I'm
not blessed with these prices, though.
I got a pickle with you. I got a pickle to pick with you.
Not the pickle.
You follow 300 people on Instagram. Please follow more people.
No, I've been following more. I've been following more.
Barely. Please. No, I've been. Make more friends.
Yeah, no, I'm trying. That's the thing, though. Like, I love making friends, but it's also like, I'm also at the phase where it's like, please relax. I'm trying to relax a little bit. I'm getting a little bit too burnt out because I have a very busy schedule. I cannot just hang out with anyone just every single day or even once a week sometimes. On my weekends, I do more and more work. So sometimes I'm just trying to like balance myself and like keep up with myself. So everything comes with balance. And it's also like, I also get why some people are kind of on the fence of making friends with brown people, because they're like, oh, all brown people are snakes. All brown people are judgmental and gossipy. Like, you know, why would I want to be friends with them? And all of them are probably judging me. So I get that. But I think everything is like trial and error. And again, you attract what you are. So if you're also someone that gossips and you also have that bad energy, you're probably going to find someone that's just like that. You're probably not going to find a good person. So if you're someone that's artistic, if you're someone that doesn't gossip or judgmental of others, whatever it is, you're going to find other people that are just like that.
Is there someone that you've been wanting to DM?
Not that I can think of.
And why haven't you yet?
No, I can't think of any right now.
Oh, never mind.
Why?
No, I don't know. Just
you have any?
Yeah, a few.
What's stopping you, buddy?
I don't know. I don't have an excuse. I just haven't.
Yeah, I think a lot of us have found our friends with social media. Social media is such a great place to find friends and connect with people, because there's a crowd for everyone and you just got to put yourself out there by initiating first or just, you know.
Yeah, I feel like I have friends like all across the world, you know.
Oh yeah, you're Mr. International.
Like I've been following this this rapper from Bangladesh for like the last few months, and he's kind of popular. And he just followed me back and he DM'd me. He was like, what's up? And I was like, and he's like lives in Bangladesh. Like he's straight up Bangladeshi.
Right.
Like, what's up, bro? Right. And I DM'd him. I was like, not much, man. How are you? And he sent me a big paragraph where he was essentially like, oh, man, I'm doing good. I'm just working currently.
Why is he telling you?
He's like, you know, currently just working for more financial stability and hopefully with this music I can. And I was just like, I'm rooting for you, bro. And he's like, yeah, let me know when you're in Bangladesh, bro. I was like, am I doing this casually, go across the world?
We love that South Asian solidarity.
But yeah, social media is cool. I also hate, this is one thing I forgot to say. I've really been hating social media recently, as I say, right after I said I love social media.
You cannot just contradict yourself like that.
No, hold on. All right, so this is what I love about it. I love the ability to make friends. I love the ability to make friends from anywhere. I love the ability to, like, you know, you feel like you can fully, like, create a strong relationship and connection with somebody without even meeting them. It's like me and Farhan. Like, me and Farhan, like, that's my boy. Like, I talk to him all the time.
Yeah, you have not met the man.
I have never met this man before. And so I love that. But I've really been hating it recently.
That was, like, me and you before we met.
Yeah. Yeah, we're best friends. You call me your soulmate 3 days in.
Hey, yeah, yo. Mashu literally flew out to me in the highest peak of the pandemic just to say he loves me.
Yeah, I lost all my masks on the plane. So when I came out the airport, I didn't have a single mask. And keep in mind, this is June 2020 when everybody, to do anything,
right,
you have to wear a mask.
Continue with your story.
So what I hate about social media, and it like directly correlates to me now becoming an introvert, I just don't like to show my life anymore. You know, and I feel like on social media, like, that's kind of what you have to do. Like, you have to show what you're doing that day, what you ate, where you are, what, like...
Well, not always. Like, I mean, there's a pressure. I
go in these phases where, like, I don't want to post anything because I just don't feel like showing people what I'm doing or what I'm up to, you know? And so I've that kind of like stopped me from like making TikToks. I remember I used to like make it when I was back at my mom's house. I'd make TikTok every single day, like right off work, get off work, make a TikTok. Like, that was like part of my schedule. Like, I don't know. I just like, I'm not crazy about showing people my life. And I feel like that's the opposite for you. Cause like, how do you feel about that? Because you've been doing it a lot. Like,
yeah.
Do you enjoy the stuff that you've been making?
I generally enjoy everything that I make, but I think I have a very good balance of showing what I want to show versus hiding my personal stuff or not showing my personal stuff. Like, I think I am a very good spokeswoman for like independence and showing brown women like that you can get out of this situation and just showing daily vlogs of just living alone, things like that. But I'm not going to air out my business about, like, my relationship with you or, like, my relationship with my parents to, like, the deepest extent or, like, you know, the actual tea between me and my friend. Like, different things like that. I'm not going to show that off. And I think everyone should have that balance. I think what I'm doing is giving people a voice, but I'm not getting rid of my own privacy, you know? But, yeah, sometimes it can be suffocating because you feel like you have to show everything off. But it's a balance. But yeah, we're getting going off on a tangent. So we should do the advice part now or the things that we got, the responses we got.
The responses. Yeah. Are you looking at me because you want me to pull them up?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know this was my job.
Oh, no, actually your phone is broken. Let's not do that.
My phone is busted. Yeah, guys. My phone has been busted. I don't know why. If any of you guys are Apple technicians,
that's the thing, we're not including
who live in Orlando, Florida. If anybody who's listening is by any
literally
chance
an Apple technician, none of this is being included
in Orlando, Florida.
Here he goes.
Hit my line, Masha Munir.
Here he goes.
But if you guys don't know, we have an Instagram, and our Instagram has been getting popping. It is difficultish on Instagram, and we ask you guys for your thoughts and opinions and feelings about our upcoming topics, just to get, you know, a little bit
all right,
of sauce.
I'm trying to get the responses as fast as I can so this man stops talking.
But again, we do have an Instagram, and I think you guys should follow it. And here are three
So someone said they grew apart from a lot of their friends because they didn't want to leave their old cultures behind. For example, being homophobic still. How do you feel about that?
Wait, I'm a little bit confused with the question. I didn't understand the last
one. It was not a question. It was a response.
Okay.
It was them saying that they left their friends behind because a lot of them didn't want to stray away from their cultures, like being homophobic and other things like that.
So her old friends were homophobic?
Right. Or homophobic, probably other things.
Yeah, I mean, I get it because it's, you know, there's a fear in separating yourself from the people you're around all the time. Mm-hmm. And it's just, it's comfort, you know, it's the same idea as like moving out. You remember like the 3 days before I moved out, I was losing my mind. I was so stressed out because I was like, I don't know if I could do this.
Right.
But you do it and it's the best decision in your life.
But you know? I think you have to stray away from friends that are completely against your morals and values. Like if they are all the way on the left side, you're on the right side, you guys will not mesh.
You see,
only
I
white people are able to say that.
I think being homophobic is just OD.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I feel like we can have a whole episode on just like...
I don't know about you, because I know you have a friend that doesn't even believe in God and you find that funny where you can just talk to him about God and he talks to you about atheism. Yo. But I can't do that. I have to have that similar mindset with someone. Like if someone's... Oh my God. If someone... Brown says the N-word in front of me.
Okay, that's not like...
No, but that's what I'm like, saying. That's just completely out of your morals, you know?
Okay, I get what you're saying. But when it comes to just like believing God and not believing God, like, I don't think that's...
Oh, that's different. Yeah, I feel
that's like
different.
You know... But like, you remember my barber?
Oh, God.
Yo, I've had the same barber from like 15 to 21. He would come to my house. He'd bring a little briefcase. He'd say hi to my mom. He'd say hi to my bird and everything. He'd cut my hair in the back porch. We'd talk about real estate. We'd talk about poetry. We'd talk about everything. One day I see him on Instagram posted up with the little MAGA hat, little MAGA. And I said, oh, no, come on. I didn't know he'd be like that. But I unfollowed him.
Damn.
And it hurt. But it is what it is.
All right, moving on. So our next response our next response is, the friend that I thought was most like-minded to me, our friendship ended abruptly. She started an argument out of nowhere. Maybe she was in a bad mood, but it ultimately ended our friendship. It got to a point where it was draining, which sucks because I was always able to relate to her with many things in life. Damn.
Listen. I get it. I had a friend for a long time, and we haven't talked in a long time. And, you know, sometimes it hurts. But I'm the biggest, firmest believer in that if it's meant to happen, it'll happen.
Yeah.
I'm big on timing. I'm big on patience. If you guys are going through something right now, sure, one of you guys can try to combat it. You can try to bridge it back up together. But I think the best time is when both of you are on the same time. And if both of you aren't on the same time, it's not the right time.
Like, separation allows both of you to grow separately and then come back when you guys are both ready. The same thing with relationships.
But you're ready and she's not, it's not the right time.
But I also noticed that with girls, with their friendships, like, sometimes there's like a weird frenemy type of situation where the best friend is jealous of the other best friend and they're like mean to them, but they're best friends still. And like, sometimes they're just closeted, or sometimes they're just really jealous of them and they want to be them, so that's why they're just mean to them. So I don't know if it's like that.
But no, whatever the situation is, I get that it can hurt and it can mess with you a lot. It can stop you in like the middle of the day and you'll just be thinking about it. I get it, and it sucks. But you just have to put your faith in like in the higher power. And if it's meant to happen, it'll happen. And if it doesn't happen, then it wasn't meant to happen. You know, I feel like there are so many people I wish I could have stayed friends with. And in like a dreamland, you know, in like a fairy tale, I would have been friends with this person my whole life. But like, it's very normal that it doesn't work out. But again, depends on the situation. Regardless, you know, I hope it does work out for you, whether it works out or not.
Yeah, I hope that both of you can grow and mature and then come together when both of you are ready.
Your bestie ever hate on you? She ever get jealous?
Yeah.
You're Miss Poppin' now.
Hey, yo.
How much? 25.5?
Hey, 25.5.
Hey. My goodness gracious.
So someone said, I drifted away from old friends because they always talked about their exes. I outgrew them, but I struggled to make new friends. Seems like everyone is settled with their own lifelong pals, especially girls. So territorial about their OG pals and act like the other is cheating when she is introducing a new friend to the group. For now, I'm just focusing on my master's, but I worry about what happens after I graduate and settle down.
Damn. No, that... You know, like, I was talking to my sister. My sister's 27. And I was just like, yo, like what do you not like about the podcast? And she was telling me, she
said
like,
that to her?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
And I was like, and she was like, you know, sometimes it's hard for like people her age to relate because we don't really talk about people like.
A big range of our demographic is her
exactly.
age.
Exactly. And it sounds like the person that's writing this is maybe like a few years older than us. And you know, it just reminds me of my sister, because that sounds a lot like my sister. You know, my sister, she's not friends with the people she went to college with, people she went to high school with,
right.
other than one girl. And, you know, she's on the same boat as me, where she's been wanting more friends, but has just never really knew how to. And it's always hurt her, and it's always messed with her. But she found them through Bumble BFF, you know? So, I mean, that's not going to be my advice to you, but I think what I'm just trying to say is that, like, you know, don't put like an age on it. Don't put a time on it. Just because you're graduating soon, you're getting to this age, doesn't mean that everybody's locked up. You know, you can still come across those people. And yeah. and the best part is when you do come across those people at that age, that friendship will happen instantaneously because both you guys are on the same page, in the same circumstance. You know, when you meet people at whatever age, like 25, 26, 27, and two people who are trying to make friends, that friendship is very different than a high school friendship. Because when you're in high school, you'd be friends with anybody. Mm-hmm. You know, you're surrounded by hundreds of people every single day at school.
Right.
When you're that age, like you come across somebody that you actually like, that connection is so much stronger and it's so much more worth it. Like you said, you know, having one shiny quarter instead of...
No, I said two shiny quarters.
Two shiny quarters instead of 100 dull pennies.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think that... I mean, there is a pressure to find your lifelong friends in high school and college, but if you aren't finding that, then it's fine. Like, you're probably going to find people in your workplace when you have a job. You're probably going to find people in the area that you live in. And there's just so many options of, or even like, try to think about, or try to harness the passion that you have. Try to think about the interests that you have and go to those type of places to find those like-minded people. So if you like books and reading, then try to maybe join book clubs. If you like, I don't know, what else do people like? Painting? Then I'll go to painting classes.
I like painting.
Maybe Mashun and I will do a painting class and you can join.
We should.
But yeah, no, go to like those events and communities where you can find people like you. And, you know, you don't have to be pressured to find people just in school, and don't join friend groups that are territorial like that. You'll find your own friends and group.
Sure.
You want to do another one?
No.
No more?
No more.
Come on, one more.
Fine.
All right, let's do it. Let's do a extra bonus.
Bonus round.
So someone said, it's important to learn the energy you deserve and want to surround yourself with, and also learning who you want to grow with and learn with, and also who is willing to hold you accountable.
You know, that's like, we got some, like, smart listeners.
Yeah, you know, we do. You guys, I guess, difficulties listeners are just intelligent people.
You guys are cool.
Yeah,
and I do like you guys.
Yeah, I guess we're attracting the energy that we're giving out.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. You see.
Oh my goodness. No, I remember like back then, I think having friends to like that person said, like, hold you accountable, humble you, remind you where you actually are in life, and not let you get a big head, I think is so valuable. I don't really have friends that do that. I think I just kind of have my sister that does that, and I have you that do that.
Yeah.
But
I always make Mashun's big ass head come down to the ground.
You do the exact opposite. Don't
no,
even say that.
No, no.
You literally do the exact opposite.
I humble you sometimes. All right, continue.
You made me a A+ balloon. I did not get a single A+ in school. Why did you say that?
I'm not gonna say, oh, F student.
I didn't get an A, I got B.
Okay, but I'm not gonna say that. I'm gonna say A+ because that's my A+ in my book. All right.
Anyway,
continue.
No, I mean, yeah, that's really
important.
What
did you say? What did you say?
I forgot. Listen.
No.
Iftar's in an hour.
No, something that I realize is that when we're younger and in high school, maybe in early college, we have a lot of friends that, like, if you have spinach stuck in your tooth, a lot of them won't say anything. Because, first of all, they want you to have your downfall. They're jealous of you. Mm-hmm. Especially some brown people, they want you to have your downfall. They want to look better than you. Second, maybe they just don't want to embarrass you, which is great, mm-hmm. too. Right? That's fine. That's not, like, a malicious intent. But you need the people that will tell you to get that shit out of your tooth. You need people to humble you. You need people to not just agree with you blindsidedly, right? And it's really important to have friends that are able to talk to you when you're doing something wrong instead of just, you know, being a sheep and following you or, like, just praising you, whatever it is, mm-hmm. you know? So it's really, really important to find your crowd and find people that you can equally be good friends with and equally have that level of disagreement with when you're doing something wrong, right?
Yeah, you killed that.
Yeah, you got 10-second advice. Tell him. Tell him. Come on, tell him.
write some sticky notes for your mom.
You know? You do that?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I did it yesterday. So I went to go pick up my cousin, but like I stopped by my house and I wrote on a sticky note. I said, I love you, mom.
That's so cute.
Yeah, so
I'm going to start doing that.
Yeah, just do it.
You know something cute that my mom does? She pulls out like our first grade, second grade, third grade crafts that we made in school that said like, I love you, mom. Like, Happy Mother's Day. And she hangs it up.
My mom does that all the time.
It's so cute. So yeah.
I can't wait to do that.
We should do that. I can't wait to do that. wait, let me think of my advice.
Yeah, you didn't think I was going to pull that out, huh?
Yeah, that was a quick one. I didn't think that was happening. Yeah, usually it takes 5 hours. Oh. Usually he's pulling up his busted up notes and taking out some advice.
Listen, like, you know, we edit the podcast, but I hope you guys know when she starts thinking about her advice, I cut out a good, like, 5 minutes. Because it takes
That's not true at all. My advice is to live in the present. Y'all heard that? Yeah. Because I think I've been on this boat where I've been thinking about the future a lot, and I get very anxious about the future and getting myself worked up because it's like, I gotta do this, I gotta do that, I gotta do blah blah blah, without realizing that a lot of the things that I have now are things that I've always wished for, and I don't really enjoy it in the present, and it's really hard to do it. It's easier said than done. So I think I'm trying to, I mean, if you guys have any tips on my tip, like how to actually stay in the present, how to actually enjoy your wins and, you know, not be so anxious all the time. But I think it's really important because, like, even when we're kids, we're always, like, wishing for the future. But it's like, damn, is it really that good?
You remember what Master Oogway from Kung Fu Panda said?
Would you just tell me right now?
Master Oogway from Kung Fu Panda?
What he said?
He said wise words. He says, yesterday was the present, tomorrow is a gift.
Oh wow.
No, I messed it up. I messed it up. He said, yesterday is the past. Tomorrow is a gift, and today is the present.
Are you sure?
I messed it up.
All right, let's just end.
No, he said yesterday was the past. Tomorrow is a blessing, and today is
now. You're just adding words.
That's why
making
they call it a gift.
No, he did not say that. All right, anyways, I hope y'all like this episode. Please make sure to follow us on Instagram. It's a difficult dish. We're gonna hit 1700 soon. I hope y'all like us enough to actually follow us, and please tell your friends about our podcast. I think it's getting some heat, right? Our podcast has been
we're heating up
a little bit, so I hope y'all like our episode. Please leave us a rating, especially on Apple Podcasts. If you leave us a review, it really helps a lot to other people finding South Asian podcasts. But we're going to have iftar soon, so we'll see y'all next week. Allah Hafiz.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.